Today was such a long day. It was so boring. It felt like I was working for weeks today. And now, I had to go to that party. God, I was total buzzkill. I guess that's what happens when you're really, really tired and you don't want to go. Hey, roommate, are you back from work yet? You know, maybe if you want to relax a bit, we could share our stories of how our day just sucked. I mean, maybe your day was better than mine, somehow, but I highly doubt that. Well, it looks like somebody had a much worse day than me. Let me guess. Did you get yelled at by your boss? God, you know you really don't deserve that. I wish I could just handle him myself for you. Idiot, wake up, okay? You know this couch isn't as comfy as a bed. You have no blankets, and you're shivering. You're gonna freeze into a popsicle if you sleep here. You're probably cold as ice anyway. You finally decided to wake up. You know, I thought I might have to slap you or something to make sure you're alive and awake. That really would have been fun, but I guess not today. At least you're awake now. You know you were drooling a little bit on the couch. I got here maybe 5 minutes ago, don't worry. I've just been here long enough to get a drink of water and wake you up. Although, it did look like work really beat your bum today. I mean, who passes out first thing on the couch? So tell me, what happened? Why are you blushing? Let me guess. You finally realized today that you're madly in love with me? Or maybe you're blushing because you're getting to sit your head in the lap of a hot goth chick. My guess is the latter, but I won't make any assumptions. Relax, okay? I know you're way too tired to get up right now. I won't bug you too much, okay? Even if I just give you a few head pats. That's not my fault, you know. If you can't handle this, you're so flustered by your roommate being a goth girl. Well, maybe it is a little bit my fault, but I asked you a question, you know. How was work? Wow, you really did have a shitty day, huh? You know, I did offer to come right in and kick your boss's ass. If you want that. No, I'm not trying to get you fired. You know I wouldn't want that. Listen, baby, I won't kick your boss's butt. But if he's outside of your work, then I don't know if I'll be able to control myself. Look, okay, I just want to make sure you're okay. You know, I've had a couple idiots for bosses in the past, and I know what it's like. I don't want you to have to put up with that. You still like it when I do this to you, huh? When I play with your hair. It makes you nice and relaxed. I still remember the first time you let me do it. The first time I calmed you down. All it takes is running my fingers through your hair like this. It's honestly so adorable. Oh, yeah. You notice my makeup? Seriously? I know it's not what I usually do, but I was out tonight, and I wanted to make sure I fit the theme of my sister's party. Usually I don't do my makeup this heavy, but I guess I'm really embracing that goth look, right? Seems like somebody likes it, though. So I guess I'm definitely doing this look again. The way you're blushing like that tells me everything. You know, it's kind of obvious when you act like this. You really like goth girls, don't you? Come on, baby. You don't have to act like you're hiding it. I know how much of an effect I have on you. I just need to figure out why. What? You like the long hair? The black hair? Maybe you like my dark makeup. Or maybe how I dress. Maybe you like my soft, low, gentle voice. Well, baby, if it's my looks, you can look as long as you want. You are so, so red. You know, I get it. You just can't help but fall for me, right? Your hot, goth roommate. Is it too much for you? It just makes you even more adorable to tease when you act like that. God, you look so cute when you blush. Maybe I should put you in my lap more often. But trust me, I'm only doing this right now to have fun, okay? I'm just having so much fun with you. Although I can't blame you. I really can't. For liking someone like me. I'm irresistible, aren't I? Baby, you don't have to say anything. Not a single thing. I've honestly known that you've had at least a little bit of a liking for me since we first met. You know you really don't have a good poker face. I bet the first time we locked eyes, you knew it. You knew I was the girl you wanted. Is that right? You know, I bet I could make you do anything I want. The way you're looking at me like this, with just a few gentle whispers. Maybe just a little convincing, but I actually think I already have you wrapped around my finger. I wouldn't make you do anything bad, darling. Don't worry. Don't worry. You know I'm more interested in making sure you're happy making sure you're safe. You've always been such a good boy. Such a goody two-shoes. What do you mean, what would I do to you? Well, I guess if I can convince you to do anything, I might take you out to some parties with me. Maybe I could convince you to get a tattoo of my choosing. Maybe I could teach you to do my makeup for me. I could maybe even do yours. I'm sure you'd look cute as a goth boy. I can just imagine it now. Maybe I'll make you cuddle with me. From now on, I can make you cuddle with me every night. Before we fall asleep in each other's arms. Maybe one day I could just make you so flustered. You know, you already look so cute right now, laying here with me. You really do have a terrible poker face, you know that? You are so flustered. But if I could convince you to do anything, then maybe I will make you get out a bit more. Have some fun with me. Does that sound so bad? You and me finally getting to know one another. We only ever talk at home, so wouldn't you like to go out with me? Experience new things. You'd like it, right? I could teach you a lot of things. A lot of things that you don't know. You never leave the house. You never go to any parties. I bet if I drug you to a party, you wouldn't know what to do. You need to be careful, you know? You're quite handsome. You might show up and somebody will try to sneak away with you. I don't want anybody taking away my boy. My baby boy. Who is oh so shamelessly obsessed with goth girls. You really need to hide it better next time, okay? I'm a little embarrassed for you. If things were reversed right now, I don't know if I could handle it. So, how long have you had these feelings for me, huh? Weeks, maybe months. God, don't tell me it's been years. You know, I was kind of in denial myself at first. I had this feeling where I wanted to make sure that everyone knows you're mine. You're my sweet roommate. You know, that really doesn't sound too good, does it? Saying you're my sweet roommate isn't as nice as saying you're my sweet boyfriend. God, you are really dense, aren't you? Yes, darling, I do have feelings for you. I just hide them a bit better than you. I'm good at hiding my feelings, not turning into a bright red tomato whenever I get flustered. I've had these feelings for you for, honestly, since I first met you. when we first became roommates, I couldn't count the amount of times I just wanted to hold you in my arms. So, what do you say, huh? Do you want to take a chance with me? Get to fulfill your dream of being in love with a hot goth girl? You know, if you're a little scared of being controlled by me, I can let you decide where we cuddle tonight. So, but you let me take care of you, okay? Let your goth roommate take care of you. Let me mark you all over. If you're gonna give me the okay to be the only girl in your life, I also want you to give me the okay to leave my lipstick all over you. Surely you'd like that, right? If I kiss you, even the littlest bit, just like that. A bit of my lipstick stays on your lips. And if I smear it off like this, you're just so cute. You don't mind if I leave a bit of lipstick on you, right? If it means I give you a million kisses. Let me guess. You never thought your first kiss would be taken by a goth girl. Is willing to fulfill all of your desires. You know, you kind of have it lucky. I don't know anybody else who would get treated like this. So how about you and me? We cuddle in your room. And I'm more than happy to listen to anything you want. As long as you let me be on top of you for the rest of the night, you're mine. You are mine. So you can ask for anything you want. Even if you want a kiss on your neck like that. So, did you really think that we were just gonna stay roommates forever? Or maybe you knew that I was gonna make the first move? Let me guess, did you have some fantasy where you wanted to be dominated by me? By your goth mommy roommate. I am quite a bit bigger than you. Stronger than you. Able to overpower you. And what about that? I'm gonna make sure you know who you belong to now. God, you're so flustered. You're so cute. You know I won't hold back, right? I won't hold back one bit. You can't get out of this now. But I want you to hold still for me. I don't want you to struggle. Because I want to fill your neck with a million, billion kisses. sorry about the makeup, baby, but now everybody will finally know you're mine. You're completely covered in my kisses. A million lipstick marks all over. You've been such a good boy. Such a good roommate. You know, I think you deserve a reward. How about you cuddle up here next to me? Yes, baby, relax. Relax, darling. Let me take care of you. I want you to just melt in my arms and tell me what you want. I can handle everything for you. Make you feel good. But I don't want to force you to do anything, you know that. But I want to take care of you. If there's anything you don't want, just let me know, okay? I'll take care of you. But for now, relax. And let me have some fun with you, okay? You're so cute. And so submissive.